Right, so in year two here at St. Peter's School in Walworth, and our main topic right now is to learn all about mini beasts. And so to find out more, we took year two out on a trip this week. So to explain everything which we've been learning, I've got three of my year two friends. So young man, your name please.
Hi, I'm Kevin.
Good.
Hi, I'm Amy.
Hi, I'm Danny.
We have Kevin, we have Amy and Danny, all from year two here at St. Peter's. Right, Kevin. So, mini beasts. First of all, where did year two go on their trip this week?
We went to the Horniman's Museum.
Yeah, the Horniman Museum, which is very, very nearby. It's a short bus journey away, and we went there. And Amy, what did we go to the Horniman to try and learn and look at, please?
We tried to look at the animals, the plants, and try and look at some mini beasts.
Yeah, and Danny, and so... What kind of mini beasts, please, did we find at the Horniman?
Well, there weren't only mini beasts. There was like fishes in one of the bits, and we saw a starfish, and we got to touch, and it felt really rough. And then, the mini beast we saw was like bees making their honey, and we saw some. Mouses in a little plastic thing, and they was dead, and we saw some of the foxes that were dead, and they stuffed them up.
So a whole variety of both animals and mini beasts. And so we went to the Horniman, and now in the classroom we're learning a lot more about mini beasts and how we can look after them. So maybe if we ask Kevin, mini beasts, how do we need to take care of them and maybe look after them?
Like, leave them alone and don't kill them.
Yeah, I think that is pretty much good advice. So leave mini beasts alone. Danny?
Don't destroy their houses, or if you see spiders, don't destroy their webs, because that's the only one they will make.
Yeah, and we've taken a few mini beasts. We found a few outside, and we brought them briefly into the classroom to have a quick look at, but we've made sure that we've carefully put them back where we found them. Amy, do you know what kind of foods might different mini beasts eat?
Well, we know spiders drink the flies' blood and eat the flies. And like worms eat like all the trash that we throw in the bin and on the floor.
Yeah, and a lot of people think mini beasts maybe aren't that quite nice, having spiders and snails and slugs. But really, Danny, mini beasts, what do you think? Are they good or bad?
They're good, because they help the environment.
Yeah, so they have their role to play, and they help us. And as Danny said, they help the environment to stay, you know, nice and healthy and green. Wonderful. Okay, well, thank you to Kevin. Thanks to Amy and to Danny for sharing all their mini beast work here in year two at St. Peter's. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, James.